This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
All right, Michael, got a chance to go out to Canvas. Well, to the side of Canvas, the practice field. Saw some CSU stuff. We'll get into it. Cody Tucker's going to join us on the other side of that. We'll talk CSU, but also Wyoming in this hour. Who else is doing that? Probably nobody. It's the greatest thing you've ever heard of. Cody's going to join us. It'll be fun. Michael, have the dumb button ready. Spencer Smith will talk some Rockies with us. Yeah, we're still keeping a beat on the Rockies. Broncos updates, clip of the day, top stories. It's going to be a fun Tuesday. Michael, the whole show starts right now. Welcome into the show. I am Brady Hull. That is Michael Kirkpatrick on the other side of the bulletproof glass. And this show is brought to you by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We use them at our place, and we don't have mosquito situation, Michael. So that's been very good for us. No mosquito situation. It's been great.
The only situation is a Joe situation. Because Mosquito Joe took the mosquitoes out of it, so all you have is Joe.
Is that where you wanted to go today? Is that where you wanted to go on this Tuesday?
What did I tell you yesterday?
I said we're in August now. It's time to be better than who you are. I don't need July Michael anymore. I need August Michael. I'm excited to see what that looks like.
August Michael hurts right now. I did some rehab on my legs, physical therapy.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Doing okay, though?
I have so much pain.
You ready for that marathon?
The only way to fix this is to make puns all day.
No, don't do that. No, we don't need that, Mike. Mike, it's serious time. This is serious time. And I was out. Speaking of serious time, there's a serious tone out at Colorado State. Jim Mora. Cool seeing him in action. First time got out to Pratt. I went to some spring stuff. You get it. Mike, okay. I got a lot of questions coming in, questions I can't answer, by the way, because I was out there for 30 minutes. We're allowed, 30 to 40 minutes. I tweeted this. I'm out here at CSU football practice this a.m. I got out way too early, so I'm sitting in my car thinking about you. And I said, what is your number one question, thought, concern, interest about the 2026 Rams? Well, number one is who's going to be the starting quarterback? Is it going to be, which I did learn this, breaking news, it's not Kasan Farrar. It is Kasan. So we did get that, Mike. The more you know, buddy. Kasan Farrar. Farrar? Why am I having a hard time with this?
Ferrari?
Well, maybe we should just give him a nickname. Should we just start calling him Ferrari?
You could call him Kasan and make it sound like, oh, we're best friends with him.
I feel like this name shouldn't be that complicated for me. But I also feel like maybe we should know this because he could be the starting quarterback. Or it could be Haas Haney.
I kind of want it to be Haas Haney.
How tall is this guy?
That name, that's a football name.
How tall is Kasan?
That's like a blue-collar, works on a farm
name. That sounds like an offensive lineman, though. Kasan Farrar sounds like kind of like a quarterback. So if we're just basing it off of the names,
wide receiver,
Case,
that's a very wide receiver to me.
Because he's going far RR.
Yeah,
he's going far RR downfield.
See, that was a good pun, and I'm very proud.
It's Kasan Farrar. Farrar. You say it. Farrar. Say it.
I already said it. Kasan Ferrari.
No, but try to say it like it should be said. Don't make a joke. Like say.
How do you spell it?
Farrar.
Farrar.
Farrar?
It sounds like Farrar.
Farrar.
Like far, and then a little space, and then rar.
Farrar.
Like what a monster would do.
Farrar. Yeah.
Yeah.
CSU needs me because I've already got two ideas for him. Anytime he does something well on the field, assuming if he does start, and I don't know if he starts, if he does well, you have like a Ferrari sound going up over the speakers.
Instead of the train.
Are we doing the train again this year? I don't know. It got better as the season went, but that first week or two with the train was like, help me. I can't do it.
I think they had to train the sound effects guy to be better.
Texter from John Phonetics. Phonetics? Golly, I'm struggling today.
Phonetics.
I had it right the first time. Brady, accent is on the second syllable. So, Farrar.
So he's more monstrous than anything.
So that's
he's not
the other,
going far.
That's my other
but
idea.
He's a monster.
That's my other idea. Anytime he does something big, you have like a rawr. You get whoever your PA guy is to say, Kason Farrar. These are free ideas right now, CSU. These are free ideas.
Or you could have Heath Ledger from the TV show Roar yell, Roar!
Pretty sure Heath Ledger has passed away.
Canceled after four episodes.
Pretty sure Heath Ledger passed away.
Yeah, he did.
Thanks for bringing that up.
This show was like from the early 2000s.
So is that
Look
something
it's
that,
terrible.
That helped the show, suggesting that someone who's not alive anymore do a PA read for a football team? Do you think that's something?
You go back and you grab the clip and you say, Fox, can we have this clip? And they say, we don't even know what this show is.
Anyway,
did we run that?
Let's answer questions. OG says, how are practices different with the new guy? What's the biggest difference you see? Based on today, nothing. I mean, Jim Mora, he's in control out there. He's talking to guys. He's calling plays. He's wearing all black. I don't know if that matters. He didn't have like... Jay Norvell looked like a CSU Ram threw up on him every time I saw him. Or he was in his gas station shirt. Jim Mora, just cool, calm, collected, walks out. I'm standing out there. I'm one of the first media guys there. I'm standing out the gates. I don't go in until they tell me. I'm just telling you. I was there early, Michael. I'm sorry. I like to be punctual.
No, I'm just saying, like, you should clean those nails up and just be like...
Why?
Yep,
I'm not
bragging.
It's not a brag. It means I don't got a lot going on. So I'm, like, just standing there. So Jim Mora walks up to me, and I'm like, oh, hey, there's Coach. And then he goes over this way, and I'm still standing there, and he pops around, and it's all business, man. There's no, like, niceties or, hey, how you doing or anything like that. It's just straightforward looking at the field. So he's monitoring the field.
Acknowledge your existence?
No, he did not, Mike. No, he did not. I've had him on the show.
It was one of those.
They normally don't. None of the coaches. I go out to UNC, and Ed Lamb's, like, my best friend, so... That's different. But I go to CSU, no. Adazio, Bobo, Norvell. No. When it's practice time, it's like, I don't even know what you are as a person, but it's go time. So as far as what's different in the 45 minutes I was out there that they allow us to be out there, which I'm not complaining. I think it's awesome just to have any access. I didn't feel a lot. I mean, you can't really tell. I don't think that's going to show itself until the season starts. I'm reading more questions, Mike. With essentially an entirely new roster, what can we expect on the field? Physical, speedy? What type of offense should we expect? Quarterback read options, quarterback running, moving around. Maybe some... I don't want to say too much. I don't know how much I can say. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say. But I'm just going to tell you, I think both quarterbacks, either way you go, hot, nasty speed. Hot, nasty speed. And that's what I'm looking for. Did have one hot, nasty speed alert. Kason Farrar did find Jackson Harper wide out for the Rams on a deep pass. And Jackson Harper smoked his cornerback, the cornerback that was on him, and said, see you later, scored a touchdown. He was a transfer from UConn. He's a redshirt junior, and he looks pretty fast. That was the only hot, nasty speed alert that really hit my brain out there today. I think Mel Brown, running back, going to be good. I was watching a lot to see what Juice Vereen was up to. A lot of stretching from Juice, Mike. A lot of stretching. A lot of stretching in these sessions that we see. Mora has coached a lot of college teams over the years. Which team year does this group remind you of the most from a as far as talent, physicality, and preparation standpoint? Like, for me, Mike, I don't know. I don't remember. Do you remember as UCLA teams?
No, I didn't get a chance to watch all the UCLA games.
Do you remember
when they were on?
Is UConn like, days?
And another Pac-12 game was on. I was watching the other Pac-12 game.
I couldn't tell you enough about UCLA's roster and UConn's roster to tell you like how similar this. I mean, I'll tell you this roster, Mike, very similar to last year's UConn roster. How about that for some sports news you won't get anywhere else? Why? Because he transferred over a bunch of UConn guys. So. Yeah, they're very similar to last year, is
course,
what I would say.
Farrar would be on the roster.
No, sorry. No, it's not a roster, Mike. You tried, buddy, and you failed. What's new? But, yeah, I mean, Farrar did. That name is going to get me all freaking year, man.
So you're rooting for the other guy to start?
No. Well, we did learn it because Haney is H-E-J-N-Y. So, but we did learn that was correct to how to say it because there's enough footage. There's clips of him. But I saw a lot more Farrar today than I did Hosseini. Now, Michael, don't read into it, buddy. Because what could that mean?
I'm reading into it.
That could mean he's the guy, or it could mean that Jim Mora's already seen enough of Hosseini that he wants to get more looks on this particular Tuesday.
But basically, for name's sake, we should be rooting for Haney.
No, because I actually like screwing up Farrar.
Because you want Haas to be the boss.
Can you take a timeout? Shut your mic off. Just go over to the corner. Stand there for a little bit and think about things, okay? Go skip some rocks. Skip some rocks and think about stuff.
Nope. Turn my chair around to avoid walking.
Yeah, just don't. That's fine. Either way, just out of my face for a little bit. Just out of my face. So I saw more of him in the 45-minute session that we got to see. Offense going up against the defense. Again, everybody I'm standing there with, we're all saying the same things. Feels like it's 50-50. Feels like it's a hell of a battle. And I look at it as, if you see one guy in particular on a certain day in a quarterback battle, that means this is the day I want to get more looks out of that guy. That means so what I'm telling you is when Jim Mora, Michael, says this, courtesy of our, I think this is Kevin Lytle's clip or DNVR Rams clip, either way, here's what Jim Mora had to say about his quarterback competition.
We're going to name a starter probably about 4:02 p.m. on September 5th, not before that. So don't, you can keep asking me, but I'm going to keep giving that answer.
I don't know if he knows who that guy is yet. And again, based on what I just saw, Kaysan could be getting more reps because today's his day, an early portion of the practice. As we speak today, it could be Haas Haney who got a majority of the reps after that. So I got nothing for you right now. I know Kaysan Farrar is taller, Mike. Doesn't have his height here, though. How tall is this guy? I'd like to know how tall this dude is. He's taller than Haas Haney. And Vance,
is he Osweiler tall?
Vance, no, he's not Osweiler tall. I'm guessing Haas Haney is. Can you look it up? Look up Haas Haney height. Haas Haney height. That'll give us a good.
You're going to have to spell that again.
I already did. I'm finding it now. I'm already finding it. I guessed this right. So he's 6 foot. I'm guessing this Kaysan is 6'3 or 6'4. That's what I'm telling you. They move very similar. They both made some really good throws. There were some crazy plays going on in an early portion when we were out there, and Haas Haney did make a couple of nice throws in the end zone. Farrar did connect with Jackson Harper for the deep pass, and he just smoked his DB. That was cool. So fun being out there. What was Jay Norvell that he had on the sign out front? It's like, play like a Ram or something. That's gone. Well, obviously, coach is going to get rid of all that kind of stuff that was gimmicky and stuff before and then install your own gimmicks. I didn't sense any Jim Mora gimmicks out there today, though. I will say this. We're going to have Cody Tucker on at the bottom of the hour. Mike, Wyoming was warming up yesterday before practice to Slipknot. Yeah.
Oh,
That's Disturbed.
Sorry, I don't know my American.
Are you going to... Is this still July, Michael? Because I'm looking for August, Michael. Disturbed and Slipknot, very different.
Today.
Wyoming's warming up to Slipknot yesterday. That's going to turn my head nine times out of 10. And the only reason it wouldn't turn 10 out of 10 times is because they played something even better. Even better before. So I got to talk to Cody about the musical choice and if he knows anything about who is the rockhead over there at Wyoming. Because that's... I've never heard Slipknot at CSU, UNC, CU, Nuggets training stuff, things I've been to over the years, I've never heard Slipknot. So, Wyoming, based on that information, Cowboys fans, Wyoming might never lose again. You play Slipknot, you're going to win. You're going to play to win, and you're going to win to play, Mike. You're going to win to play. How about that? So, all in all, one day being out there, didn't get a ton of what this team's going to look like. From what I've gathered, and I can't give you formations and things that I'm seeing like that, but there's this, I mean, you think of two quick quarterbacks, you're going to see read option type stuff. You're going to see fun stuff. Go Pokes already knows. His name is Eric, is it Donoval? I am struggling with names today, Mike. This is a bad look.
Welcome to the club.
And he is scary, is what we're hearing. Good. That's what I want. Dude, you play Slipknot, you're going to win me over in a big way. Give me, who is this guy, Go Pokes? Who is this guy we're talking about? We're trying to get to know everybody. Is this a roster guy? Is this a coach? Give me more. Give me more information there. Cody Tucker will give me more
of that. Give him Mora.
That's a Wyoming thing I'm talking about, and you're trying to connect. You're trying to connect CSU to that.
I just wanted to make another.
Eric Donoval is the director of sports performance, so he's bringing the noise. All right, you're getting a follow from me, Eric. I'm just following you right now, because if I can get hard rock, I might drive all the way up there, watch practice just to listen to that. You just don't hear that kind of rock music this day and age. The youth today, Michael. The youth, they just don't have a concept of great music.
The youth of the nation.
First Advantage text, is this going to be you all day? Is this going to be the one I'm getting all day? Is this the version I'm getting? Which version am I getting today? Give me
pass.
Something. Give me something intelligent.
I give you plenty of intelligent
Give me something
puns.
Good. Give me something good. I don't care. It could even be Broncos. Give me something good.
All right. Well, if the Broncos can settle down with their play calling and not like, I'm just going to read this. We have 11 seconds left to get to the line. Oh, well, what? I guess we can audible out of this play that they're prepared for.
Your mind is a special place, isn't it? It's a dark place in there.
Well, I'm just saying you got to get the play in fast.
Where is this coming
from?
So
you have a couple of options.
I just don't know where you're coming from on this. I just don't know. 24 minutes after the hour, Cody Tucker will join us from 7220sports.com. Updates from Broncos camp. We'll have top stories of the day. So much more to talk about. More on CSU a little bit later on here on the show. Keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Preps football starts here. KFK brings you training camp coverage of the Birth of Spartans live tonight at 5 p.m. Brought to you by A-Plus Heating and AC.
This is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
There you go, Mike. A little psychosocial for us there on a Tuesday morning.
I'm playing Dark Tranquility.
No. This is my show. This is not the vampire gothic funeral show.
That's not goth metal.
That is what you listen to.
I'll play some goth metal.
No. We are good. And I mean
just
that.
Just clear it out.
Nobody wants it. Nobody.
Goths listen nobody to goth metal wants, and melodic metal.
Nobody wants vampire funeral music, buddy. I'm just telling you. Nobody wants it. So just move along.
I could say
Move along. Hey.
These guys are dressed up in masks and stuff.
It's
if
the
anything,
whole show.
That's vampire.
It's the whole show. It's not the, hey, I like Star Trek and vampire goth music show. Thank God. Otherwise, that show wouldn't be around anymore. Want to shout out to Big City Roadhouse. Michael owes me a burrito, so we're going to go have a breakfast burrito here.
Not yet.
Soon. You will.
But I will, yes.
They
Rockies
have
could lose the rest
phenomenal
of the
breakfast burritos, and I love everything about Big City Roadhouse, man. If you guys haven't been by there to hang out with us, we go out. The staff, like, that's our place, man. That's where we go. And we like to promote businesses that we actually frequent. We don't want to be liars to you. So when I'm telling you Big City Roadhouse, it's got the best sports watching environment. The TV's everywhere. There's not a bad seat in the house. You got the patio, too, rolling. And the food, everything on this menu is ridiculous. Big City Roadhouse, the burgers, the burritos, you name it, they've got it. Smitty says, is your co-host, he's not a co-host, golly. You listen to him, tell me he's a co-host.
Co-host.
Is your co-host into Guar?
I do listen to a little bit of Guar.
What the hell is that?
They're a metal band, and like they dress up. They don't just wear masks. They dress up.
It looks like Dungeons and Dragons. So, of course, you'd be into this.
I'm not into Dungeons and Dragons. Tabletop games aren't my favorite.
The fact that you know Dungeons and Dragons is a what? A tabletop game?
I have a stepbrother who's big into those types of games. He's more of a board game guy.
So, you're not... When you're not chasing Pokemon, you're telling me you're not playing Dungeons and Dragons?
First of all, I was never into Pokemon. I was a little too old for Pokemon and the Power Rangers.
You seem kind of like that guy. You know, you seem kind of like that guy. No? How am I wrong? You have spaceships in your office.
That's Star Trek.
And that doesn't different. Seem like the kind of guy that would run around, oh, I've got the Pokemon.
Pokemon is an anime. Anime is not my thing. Although, if you want something kind of anime that's really good, Blue Eye Samurai.
You're trying to defend yourself. Like, I'm not into that nerdy stuff, but I am into the Blue-Eyed Samurai.
Dude, you got to watch it.
It's cartoon.
Really good.
I'm 40. I'm not watching Samurai Jack, bro.
I don't know what that is.
Whatever you just said is that.
Blue Eye Samurai. It's about
I'm not
a
watching
woman
Bluey the
who's
Samurai.
Half American, half Japanese, and she becomes a samurai, and it's really
sounds
awesome.
Sounds really good. Mm-hmm.
And the original score is fantastic.
This is why I tell you you play with Pokemon, because you say stuff like that. This is why I tell you that. Because you say, I don't play tabletop, that's for nerds, but I like Samurai Susan, and she becomes a samurai.
Look, I have no problem. If someone wants to play tabletop games, that's fine. That's their type of nerd, and I'm not judging you for that.
I am judging you for that. I am judging you for that, and for you liking Guar. 31 minutes after the hour. Cody Tucker probably likes Guar or whatever. I don't know. Maybe. Just keep him from cussing today. How about that? 7220sports.com. Cody's going to join. Faye says this banter is fantastic. I'm just like, he's such a nerd. And then
Faith,
he says,
are you into
I'm
tabletop
not
games?
A nerd. I'm not one. And then you go and you throw about 45 things out there that makes you a nerd.
There's nothing wrong with being a nerd. You're part nerd.
I'm a cool nerd, though. Like, I'm still cool, man.
Lord of the Rings is great.
Dude, Lord of the Rings is not
nerdy. Cool
That's
nerd.
Man stuff right there. That's man stuff, bro. Samwise would have gone to the end with Frodo. That's man stuff. Don't come at me with that. That was great.
Samwise is also really great in Rudy.
32 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash nerd.
In Colorado, local matters. It matters who you trust, who knows your name, and who's rooted right here in our state. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado, and we're staying grounded in the same values we've built on for generations. At Bank of Colorado, we stay true to what matters most. Local decisions, real relationships, and communities we call home. If you're ready for a bank built for Colorado and committed to it, choose Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Chris Abshire for Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's that kind of tune, that kind of music just makes me, if you play that at warm-ups or whatever, anything like that, and then the fact that the Cowboys are playing Slipknot, is it yesterday? That means they're probably never going to lose again. Cody Tucker joining us now, our Wyoming Cowboys insider from 7220sports.com. And Cody, that's all I can think about right now is the fact that I've never heard Slipknot at anyone else's practice. And I've been to a few of them over the years. That inject that into my veins, bro.
Well, of course they're playing it when we're not there, knowing how much I love that music. But I was told last night that was Jay Sobel's selection.
Really?
Yeah, most people blame it on Eric Donoval, the strength and conditioning coach. He's a big old muscle-bound tattooed dude, and he loves metal and love hanging out outside the locker room because he plays filthy, vicious metal that I love so much. So I was actually shocked to hear that was a Jay selection.
So Jay Sobel, is he a metalhead then? Is he a rocker, Cody?
He said he's not a metalhead, but he loves that song Duality, and he does like some metal, but he said he draws the line at everything I listen to.
Well, yeah, you're pretty you and I our music tastes kind of connect, but you're a little more extreme than I am.
Man, I just get more extreme the older I get, too. It's weird. I was told I was going to grow out of this phase, but this phase has lasted into my 40s, so I think it might be here to stay.
Yeah, well, you know what? You gotta stick with what you know, Cody. And what you know is these Wyoming Cowboys. Tell us a little bit of about what you've kind of learned over the last week or so, Cody.
Well, I tell you, the last practice we were able to watch, Brady, the defense really flexed its muscles after a really pretty balanced, you know, which is kind of what a coach wants to see, right? A little bit of balance because you're obviously going against each other. And that's really what it was in the first practice. There were some good shots downfield. There were some good running plays, but there was also the defense stood up here and there. But the defense really took over in the second practice we were able to watch. And, you know, Aaron Bowles been there. The defense, despite returning only two starters on paper, they had a lot of guys who cycled in and out of the rotation last year, a lot of veteran experience over there. And Sobel has said since Vegas, basically, he expects this to be his best defense since he arrived here, which is really a rather large statement. They really flexed their muscles the other day in the secondary, really shut down the passing game. And they're starting to make some plays back there. Interceptions, turnovers in general have not been a thing the last couple of years, and picked off a couple of passes the other day and just really shut things down downfield. However, Samuel Toad Harris, man, he just continues to impress. He's over 200 pounds now. He did break a couple of runs that, you know, if that was a real game and they were fully padded, he probably is still likely gone. Markel Holman, another 1,000-yard back they got from Western Illinois last year, he broke one. Nico Hamilton broke one. So they were running the ball pretty effectively. But, you know, obviously it's kind of hard when they're in shoulder pads or when they're in spiders and shorts to really see what it's like. But, man, you can see some bursts from Toad Harris, and he's a really special back.
I mean, it kind of just sounds like listening to you, Cody. Obviously this defense is going to be crazy. And I want to ask you more about the turnover thing, too, creating turnovers. But then running the football, I mean, are we going to just get right back to what Craig Bohl intended all along? You know, look, just a nasty defense, and we are going to run the ball down your throat?
I think to a degree, yes, but also, you know, they want to get back to that identity. But now you have a quarterback who's also a threat to run the ball, and he can hit a home run at any time as well, and that is something they have not had. You know, Evan Sabota could run a little bit, but he was obviously a big lumbering guy. And, you know, Tyler Hughes is quick, elusive. He's one of the fastest guys on this roster, him and Toad Harris, and those are the two guys that are going to have the ball in their hands more than anybody. So it's all about mismatches. It's all about getting, you know, using the entire length and width of the field. And I think they're going to spread it out a lot more, but it's also, yeah, they are going to get back to running. Christian Taylor, the new offensive coordinator, said, you know, we want people in the stadium, let alone the opponent, to feel us. So that is very much going to be still a part of the identity of Wyoming football. And that's something, you know, if you think about it, Brady, they haven't had a 1,000-yard back in a few years, and that is not Wyoming football. So need to get back to that. They have two experienced tackles in Braylon Jenkins and Rex Johnson. Got a couple of guys in the portal, spent the money in the portal to get some interior guys. So Yeah, I think you're going to get back to that. But as always, man, you know how it goes. You cannot compete for a Mountain West championship, and you cannot win in this league if you cannot throw the football. And I think that's going to be the difference this year.
That was always kind of a thing too with Craig Bohl. Like they would kind of dominate for a while, and you'd get about 75% of the way through the season, and Wyoming would be right there in the mix. Yep. And then as that back half of the season hit us, that's when, okay, we're going to shut down this run. Defenses are really going to focus on that, being able to throw the ball. That's always been that thing. And when, you know, with Jay Salvell, you and I talked about this a lot, was let's get more of what that first portion of the season looks like, but then be able to throw that ball when we need to as the season runs its course.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And when you say back half of the season, you might as well just shorten that to Boise State. And that is where Wyoming could never get past Boise State. They could never throw when they needed to. And they played Boise State closer than anyone in this conference. They just never seemed to be able to seal the deal. Josh Allen's the only one who ever got them, and that's because he made some unbelievably clutch throws at the end of that game back in 2016. But, you know, once again, there we are talking about 2016. It's 2026, and Boise State was the real bugaboo for this program for sure. But you're right. Once you get down to the end and the better teams and the must-win games, that's when they're putting nine guys in the box and good luck. And Cowboys were able to run all over Boise State one of the last times they played them in Laramie, but they just couldn't. They could not make the pass when they needed to. And that's something that's got to change. And Tyler Hughes has been on target, no doubt. The defense did flex its muscles the other day. The secondary was really good. They picked off a couple of passes, picked him off once, picked Mason Drubaugh off once, but you know, you kind of expect that a little back and forth, and Aaron Bowles' guys have been there, done that, and Christian Taylor's still implementing his offense, and they're still installing. So, you know, you can't put too much weight into it, but there's been positives on both sides of the ball, no doubt about it.
Well, so we're talking a lot about Tyler Hughes, and, you know, I'm expecting, you know, between kind of what I went to CSU today, and I'm seeing their two quarterbacks that are battling it out. They can move pretty well. So for me, as a fan, like, that's my favorite kind of quarterback play, is watching a guy that constantly has that threat to run. So obviously setting up to be must-see television. But as far as the guys he's throwing the ball to, Cody, tell me a little bit about, you know, the wide receiver core, the tight ends in this room, and you know, potentially throwing the ball out of the backfield.
Yeah, I mean, they're the top four wide receivers from last year, including tight end John Michael Gillenborg, are all gone. So they really need guys like Jackson Holman to step up. Eric Richardson's had a big camp. Charlie Conan. They need dudes like that. Bryson Brantley, who's always seems to be the darling of the offseason, and then during the season, nothing happens. So they've got to get those guys to step up, because in the portal, really, they went out and got Justin Popovich from a place called Lock Haven. Good luck finding wherever that is. I believe it's in Pennsylvania. He's an Ed McCaffrey type, you know. Same body build, white dude, his jersey's all dirty, and, you know, he's all beat up and bruised all to hell and just takes beatings over the middle and gets right back up, cracks his neck, and off we go. But, you know, did they do enough there? And they're really banking on some guys making some strides this year, including a guy like Dion DeBlanc, Keelan Washam, a guy who was kind of tearing it up last year on scout team, but had some, you know, school things and some off the field things that kind of prevented him from getting on the field. And they need those guys this year to step up in a big way. But really, the thing Wyoming fans have been begging for years is tight end play. And they wanted to go to John Michael Gillenborg. He just wasn't available. He was always injured. And once again, just tore his ACL with the Kansas City Chiefs and will miss this year as well. But,
wow,
you know, he just was never available. And some guys are just snake bit like that. And, you know, Evan Sobota was a solid tight end last year, but obviously still learning the position. He's in camp right now with the Los Angeles Chargers. So they have a guy in Jake Wilson who had a freak cyst thing behind his knee last year that pretty much forced him to the sidelines for the entire year. He is a guy who just, if you look at my website right now, there's a picture of him on a story I posted yesterday. He is an absolute beast of a man. He's super athletic. He's really, really good. They're really expecting a lot out of him. And a guy a young guy who could be finding his way in the lineup a little bit this year is Landon Pace, son of NFL Hall of Famer Orlando Pace. Big kid, really, really talented in practice. You just see him. He's always seems to be open downfield, and he's a big motor and dude. So they really need guys like that. Kyle Frint, he's another big, strong guy they got last year who ended up being forced into duty because of J. Mike's injuries, and he was playing as early as CU last year in Boulder. And, you know, he got a lot of valuable time last year as a freshman, and I think they're really excited about that group, but they're mostly excited about the fact they have a quarterback who can not only get out of trouble, he can run, and he can, you know, create some plays with his feet in the passing game as well. Not, you know, there's no more sitting duck back there.
Yeah, and that's what I'm excited to see, a guy that can buy some time. As you said, like you listed off a bunch of receivers, a bunch of tight ends there. Any one of those guys could potentially be a featured guy, maybe any given kind of Saturday type of deal. But having a quarterback that can extend plays and give those guys time, because they're not going to be perfect right off the bat, especially when this is a team that's definitely more defensive-oriented, trying to put that focus here on the offensive side. So that's what makes me excited about this team. You're getting me pumped up about this Cowboys team.
Well, something that's really underrated too, last year, Sam Harris, of course, he was so advanced beyond his years last year. People seem to forget he was a freshman, and he caught 16 balls out of the backfield for almost 200 yards, and he had a 52-yarder against CU that was really impressive. I mean, that is a major threat out of the backfield too that Wyoming hasn't had in a while, so you can't sleep on that one either. They are going to find a way to get the ball in Sam Harris's hands as much as humanly possible this year. I mean, the kid is just, he's possessed. You watch all throughout the offseason, you see him doing like the Jerry Rice running hills and stuff in Texas where he's from in San Antonio. And just, he's a workhorse, man. And he actually happens to be my neighbor now in Laramie, and his car is never here. So he is always at the facility, and he's got a badass car, by the way, which is well earned. So college is so much different than when I went there.
Yeah, we were just happy to have a car, man. And
I know. I still have a beater.
Cody, what do you make of this? Again, you're telling me all this stuff potentially about what offensively this Cowboys team can look like. It's out of CSU today, and again, I'm out there for 35 minutes. I'm not going to pretend to tell you much, but I'm just getting this sense that both teams really putting an emphasis on mobile quarterbacks, moving quickly, maybe a lot of misdirection, read option stuff. We might be, and I know Wyoming's defense is really good. I couldn't tell you a thing about CSU's at this stage.
Yeah.
We might be in for more of an exciting both sides, you know, finding ways to the end zone kind of thing. Although it's hard to say with how good I think the Cowboys defense is going to be.
Yeah, man. I just think if anybody tells you they have a clue what's going to happen, I just think they're absolutely full of it. I don't know what to expect, and I don't know that either one of these coaching staffs really know what to expect. I think this isn't going to be your same old Cowboys. This is not going to be the same old offense that's easier to prepare for. And you know they're going to play solid defense, but I don't know. I mean, is it going to look like UConn? I don't know. I don't know what to expect out of either one of these, but I do know they do have some mobile quarterbacks and, you know, some guys that can play back there. I've seen some videos of the kid in the Oklahoma State transfer, and he's fast. Saw the little bit of the other Curry kid last year. He played pretty well actually in Laramie. So, I just don't know. I don't know. And I think when we get down to it, it's going to, you know, people making spreads a month out and stuff. Good luck, man. I have no idea where that even happens. I'm glad I don't have that job.
Yeah, I honestly just looked right before our chat here, Cody, to see what it was, if anybody had it up yet. I haven't seen it yet, but who knows? I'm still going back and forth with the first week's going to just be, you know, I cover my eyes and Michael back there spins a wheel and I just select, and that's how I'm going to make my picks the first week.
Yeah, well, I know last, and now they can talk about it openly, but Jay Sobel talked about last year only scoring 10 points and beating Akron 10-0 on the road. He knew, now he says, he knew that there was trouble on the horizon. And like the geniuses we are, I sat here and probably said on your show, oh, you know, it was just week one. They still put up almost 500 yards of total offense. They just, you know, they had the week one stuff. They'll be just fine. And he knew. He said he knew they were in big trouble offensively. And boy, was he right. Looking at red zone numbers right now, it's hard to believe. Something that really tells you all you need to know, Brady, about Wyoming football in 2025. They were number two in the country in red zone defense, right behind Ohio State. 130th in the country in red zone offense.
Wow.
And that was that, man. They pitched two shutouts.
I mean, how many times do we say, like, if they could just have an ounce of offense, that record would be entirely different?
Oh, totally. And as much of a train wreck as fans feel like it has been around here, and you know, they have a gripe, no doubt. They've been a handful of plays away from being a bowl eligible team the last 2 years, which, considering the quarterback play and the overall offensive play, that's pretty amazing.
Cody, great stuff from you as usual, my friend, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
Thanks, Brady. Have a good week.
You too, man. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com, 11:52 the time. Let's take a quick break here. We'll wrap up hour number one. We got top stories of the day. We'll get into some Rockies talk with Spencer Smith, DNVR Rockies. Man, the train just keeps rolling. Keeps rolling. We'll be right back.
Did you know you can hear your favorite KFKA shows anytime?
Ooh, anytime that you want me.
Find podcasts of Good Morning NoCo, Coach Speak, and the whole show on Apple, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com.
This is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310KFKA.
All right, Mike, time flies when you're having fun. We'll get to the top stories of the day around the corner, and Spencer Smith will join us to talk some Rockies from DNVR Rockies. Keep it here on The Hull Show. We'll be right back.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.